Okay, we'll go ahead and get started then in 3, 2, and 1. Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And as always, Patrick, you know, I think the question, especially now, I think that a lot of people have on their mind is, are we going to be seeing any sort of relief or downward trend for gas prices? What have you been seeing in that trend so far early this week?
Well, looking at gas prices, Indianapolis is actually down 4 cents a gallon, as the national average is up 3.5 cents a gallon in the last week. So some positive news there. But I don't think the downward move is going to last long. We are in the sliding part of the price cycle, and we could see Indianapolis prices jump back up at this point at some point this week, perhaps back up to 339, maybe even 345 or 349 a gallon, as oil prices continue to push higher.
Yeah, what is sort of driving the high price of oil right now, if you can just break it down for us?
Well, a lot of this, the catalyst really twofold. OPEC continuing to hold back oil production, deciding 3 weeks ago to not increase production any more quickly. At the same time, an energy crunch overseas in Asia and in Europe has been pushing oil demand up. So a further imbalance of supply and demand continues to weigh on oil prices.
When does OPEC meet next?
We'll be meeting November 4th. So we will have another OPEC meeting in about a week and a half. And we'll see if they will retake that decision and potentially accelerate their timeline to increase production. But because they didn't do so in October, I don't know how much hope there is that they would do it at this meeting here in November.
Gotcha. Do you have any sort of insights on how that meeting could go, or is it just kind of all in the dark at this point?
It's all in the dark. It often is. I'm sure there will be comments. Now, some of the comments that we've heard outside of these meetings from the Saudi oil minister give me the belief that we probably will not see a meaningful increase. OPEC often has cited the lack of investment as the reason for a slow increase in oil production, but we'll have to see. Maybe there'll be some surprises.
So are there any sort of things working in favor of possibly lowering prices, you know, over the long haul? I know you mentioned the immediate price hike we could be seeing this week, but are there any factors that sort of could contribute to lower gas prices maybe in the coming weeks?
Well, you know, if OPEC suddenly did decide to raise oil production, we could see oil prices go down. But it does not look that way. I think all signs point to prices remaining at or above today's levels for the next month or two, until this energy shortage is sorted out or until we see more meaningful increases in oil production. It's quite clear that gasoline demand in the U.S. remains very strong, and I don't expect that to change anytime soon.
This is also the time of year where we switch over from summer gasoline to winter gasoline, Patrick. Have we already made the change to that?
Yeah, no, we have made the switch over to winter gasoline, but unfortunately the price of butane, which is the main ingredient in that gasoline, or at least one of the main components, the price of butane is quite expensive, and we can chalk that up to more COVID imbalances, and so the price of switching over to cheaper winter gasoline has not helped us. We've gotten no break with the switch over to winter gasoline that happened almost a month and a half ago now, so it's been quite some time. But because of some of the issues overseas offsetting that slight drop in price that we generally see, there's been definitely no downward direction because of the change to winter gas.
Well, COVID cases have certainly been declining. Is that having any effect on prices right now?
COVID is, I'm not seeing much fluctuation in demand for gasoline. It looks very strong. In fact, overall, if anything, the drop in COVID cases would further boost gasoline demand. But keep in mind, we're going into the fall months. People are starting to stay closer to home. The weather is not conducive for those summer road trips. So there's not much of an increase in demand that you could chalk up to a drop in COVID cases. Just what we would call seasonality in demand. That is, it generally always declines in the fall as temperatures fall. We are not seeing much of an increase at all. At least as it would relate to a drop in COVID cases.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
All right. He's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for your insights. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.